Estimating ion temperatures at the polar coronal hole boundary, by Ying Jizhu et al. Physical quantities, such as ion temperature and non-thermal velocity, provide critical information about the heating mechanism of the million-degree solar corona. We determined the possible ion temperature T intervals using extreme ultraviolet, EUV, line widths, only assuming that the plasma non-thermal velocity is the same for all ions. We measured ion temperatures at the polar coronal hole boundary simultaneously observed in 2007 by the EUV imaging spectrometer, EIS, on board the HINOD satellite and the solar ultraviolet measurements of emitted radiation, SUMA, on board the Solar and Heliospheric Observatory, SOHO. The temperatures of ions with the charge-to-mass ratio, Z, A, less than 0.20 or greater than 0.33 are much higher than the local electron temperature. The measured ion temperature decreases with the Z, A to 0.25 and then increases with the charge-to-mass ratio. We ran the Alfven Wave Solar Model real-time, AWSOMR, and the spectrum module to validate the ion temperature diagnostic technique and to help interpret the results. We suggest that the widths of hot lines in the coronal hole, e.g., Fe12, Fe13, are also affected by the solar wind bulk motions along the line of sight. We discuss the factors that might affect the line width fitting, including the instrumental width and non-Gaussian wings in some bright SUMA lines that can be fitted by a double Gaussian or a kappa distribution. Our study confirms the presence of preferential heating of heavy ions in coronal holes and provides new constraints to coronal heating models. This was Estimating Ion Temperatures at the Polar Coronal Hole Boundary, by Ying Jizhu et al.